From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Bill Frist, the physician who leads the Republican majority in the U.S. Senate, stunned the political and scientific establishments today. He announced a major policy break with President Bush. Frist said he's decided to back a bill that would greatly expand federal funding for disease research using embryonic stem cells. The majority leader is widely seen as having presidential ambitions, and his endorsement was welcomed by advocates of the research and denounced by some conservatives as a betrayal. NPR's David Wellner has this report.
Only a month ago, Majority Leader Frist was saying he could not support expanded embryonic stem cell financing at this juncture. Today, he did not explain why he suddenly changed that position. But Frist's shift comes just as a group began airing TV ads in the nation's premier presidential primary state, New Hampshire, ads that chide the Republican leader for not bringing up stem cell legislation on the Senate floor. Speaking on that floor this morning, Frist said the 78 existing stem cell lines to which President Bush limited federal funds in a nationally broadcast speech 4 years ago have dwindled to only 22 stem cell lines that are not adequate.
The limitations that were put in place in 2001 will, over time, slow our ability to bring potential new treatments for certain diseases. Therefore, I believe the president's policy should be modified. We should expand federal funding and the accompanying NIH oversight and current guidelines governing stem cell research, carefully and thoughtfully staying within ethical bounds.
By championing the cause of brain-damaged Terri Schiavo, Frist earlier won support from religious conservatives, but drew ridicule from many others for expounding on her case on the Senate floor. Today, he seemed to rehabilitate his credentials with some critics. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Arlen Specter, who's battling Hodgkin's disease, said Frist has given a tremendous boost to the embryonic stem cell bill.
Because the majority leader, if you want to characterize it in terms of giving cover, has given cover to the entire Senate, given cover to the entire House of Representatives. Here's a man who really knows science and who really knows government. So it is a very, very profound change. It's an earthquake.
And as did many other Democrats, Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy applauded Frist's statement that puts him squarely at odds with President Bush.
And we hope that kind of inspiration that inspired Senator Frist to alter and change his position will somehow come to the White House.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan said Frist notified President Bush last night of his decision to back expanded funding. He said the president told Frist he needed to vote his conscience, but McClellan insisted the president's own position has not changed.
The president does not believe we should be using taxpayer dollars for or to support the further destruction of human life. That's where he set the line.
Frist's policy shift also put him at odds with his House counterpart, Republican Majority Leader Tom DeLay, who immediately denounced the shift.
Senator Frist's announcement today that he now supports federal funding for embryonic stem cell research, which by its very nature involves the destruction of innocent human life, is obviously disappointing. Senator Frist is a good man. He is simply advocating a bad policy.
And the Senate's only other MD also weighed in against Frist. Oklahoma Republican Tom Coburn said even though Frist believes embryos are nascent human beings, he wrongly believes it's all right to use them for research.
He's a renowned physician, but, you know, physicians aren't right all the time and they're not right on everything. And there's an ethical consideration here that I think I disagree with him on adamantly.
Coburn and other conservatives plan to introduce competing bills for other kinds of stem cell research. Frist gave no indication when he might take up any of the bills.
While we have not yet reached consensus on how to proceed, the Senate will likely consider the Stem Cell Research Enhancement Act, which passed the House of Representatives by a vote of 238-194 at some point in this Congress.
Another 17 months remain in this Congress. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.